Australia. The Australian government has unveiled a nationwide gun buyback scheme following the Bondi Beach attack, the country's deadliest mass shooting in decades. The move marks the most significant firearms reform since the 1996 Port Arthur massacre, which claimed 35 lives and reshaped Australia's gun laws. 15 people were killed and dozens more injured on Sunday when two gunmen opened fire at a Jewish festival at Bondi Beach, one of Australia's most recognizable public spaces. Authorities have declared the incident a terrorist attack, saying the assailants were driven by extremist ideology linked to the Islamic State. Police allege the attack was carried out by a father and son. Naveed Akram, 24, has been charged with 59 offenses, including 15 counts of murder and a terrorism-related charge. His father, Sajid, was shot dead during the incident. In response, the National Cabinet, comprising the federal government and leaders of all states and territories, agreed to tighten gun controls within days of the attack. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said Australia now has more than 4 million firearms in circulation, exceeding the number recorded at the time of the Port Arthur tragedy. He noted that one of the attackers legally held a firearms license and owned 6 guns while living in suburban Sydney, raising serious concerns about licensing and oversight. Federal Police Commissioner Chrissy Barrett said reducing the number of guns in the community required decisive action, with a buyback scheme forming a central part of the response. Under the new plan, surplus, newly banned, and illegal firearms will be purchased and destroyed. The scheme will be jointly funded by the federal government and the states, with authorities estimating that hundreds of thousands of weapons will be removed. The reforms also include limits on the number of firearms an individual can own, tighter licensing rules, restrictions on firearm types, and a requirement that license holders be Australian citizens. Work on a national firearms register will be fast-tracked, and regulators will gain improved access to criminal intelligence. Separately, New South Wales police said 7 men arrested in Sydney over extremist views were expected to be released, though they will remain under close monitoring. Police confirmed there was no established link between the group and the Bondi Beach attackers, but said officers had acted to prevent any potential risk to public safety.